Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has formally requested a presidential pardon, saying the long-running corruption cases against him have become a national burden and are worsening internal rifts. The appeal was submitted to President Isaac Herzog on Sunday, marking a dramatic turn in a trial that has shaped Israeli politics for years. Netanyahu is accused in multiple cases of receiving valuable gifts from wealthy businessmen and attempting to influence media coverage in exchange for political favors. He denies all allegations and has long claimed he is the target of a politically motivated legal campaign. In a video message announcing the request, the prime minister said the proceedings have dragged on for nearly 6 years and could last many more. He said the country is facing serious security and political challenges and cannot afford a drawn-out courtroom battle involving its sitting leader. He added that the frequency of required court appearances made it nearly impossible for him to lead the government effectively. Herzog's office confirmed receipt of the pardon request, calling it an uncommon move with serious implications for the country's legal and political systems. Officials said the president will review all opinions before reaching a decision. Netanyahu's standing has long divided Israeli society. His supporters insist the cases are fabricated and driven by a hostile judiciary, while opponents say the trial reflects long overdue accountability for a leader who has dominated Israeli politics for more than 18 years across three separate tenures. The debate has intensified since he returned to power in late 2022 and advanced sweeping judicial reforms that sparked nationwide protests before the Gaza War in 2023 shifted public attention. Opposition leaders immediately condemned the push for a pardon. Yair Lapid urged Herzog not to consider the request unless Netanyahu admits wrongdoing, expresses remorse, and withdraws from political life. Others echoed the view that a pardon without accountability would undermine the rule of law. Members of the governing coalition took the opposite stance. Defense Minister Israel Katz said granting the pardon could help heal the deep divisions that have plagued the country. Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich insisted his party would continue pushing for judicial reforms regardless of Netanyahu's legal situation and said the prime minister has long been targeted by a biased legal establishment. Netanyahu, now 76 and Israel's longest-serving prime minister, has said he intends to contest the next elections, scheduled before the end of 2026. His pardon request now places President Herzog at the center of a consequential decision that could reshape Israeli politics and determine whether the country turns a page on one of its most divisive chapters or enters an even deeper period of uncertainty.